WTTS on demand.
Sun King Studio 92, we are thrilled to have you here. And I also want to congratulate you on your Artist of the Year at the Juno Awards this year. That was just one of three, right?
That's right.
But you know,
three, I was three artists of the year. No, I'm just kidding. Painting, sculpture, and collage.
But you're no stranger to that sort of thing, as you guys won a bunch of awards here a few years back with the Junos. You know, to me, it seems like there are a lot of really good artists coming out of Canada. But why is that, do you suppose? Why do you suppose, is it something the long winters keep you creative, or what's going on?
What do the winters do for me? I'm still trying to figure that out. Everything is relative to who you know and who's in your little community and who you hang with or play with or what you're reading that week. And mm-hmm. I mean, Canada has like a really specific equation, and I still haven't figured out what it is.
And I noticed one of the things on your agenda this summer is a trip to Bonnaroo.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And now you've veteran of several festivals. Are there things that you have to have as a either a participant or a spectator at a festival? Do you have to have certain food or certain preparations that you'll make before you go to Bonnaroo?
Kombucha. We really like kombucha and seaweed strips. You know, they're a perfect snack. But I actually just was, for the first time, wandering around, and because I don't often venture out into the festivals. We're usually there to kind of do our side of the equation, so I'm not wandering much. But New Orleans Jazz Festival the other day, I couldn't help it. I mean, there's a gospel tent, and there's this Congo drums tent, and we were wandering all over the place. And the one thing I was really glad to have was a giant hat. I had a giant hat on. It was, like, scorchingly hot. So yeah. I think that's maybe... Would you all agree? Hats, yeah. Water, sunscreen, yeah. You know, all the typical stuff.
The new album is Metals, and again at the Old National Center tonight. Once again, let's hear it for our artist today, Feist.
Oh, wait. One little anecdote about that. Is it called the National Center? What's it called? National Center for the Arts?
Well, that's a sponsor. It's the Old National Center. Old National is a bank, and they have naming rights to the Murat. We used to call it the Murat Center.
Because this morning I stumbled off the bus, woke up. We fell asleep in Gatlinburg, Tennessee last night after having a fire pit out front of the random hotel that we were spending the day at. We all swam in a river. It was fantastic. And then we woke up. I stumbled out. I was in a parking lot. I saw a venue. I went into it. I figured that's where we were playing. And every day there's sort of this repeat sort of, what would that be, like Groundhog Day? Like everything's sort of the same. And I wandered into an area that was like where there was some food, when normally that's the case for us too. And then I just sat down and was having a cup of coffee reading my book, and these two guys came in and said like, oh, hey, miss, could you make us an omelet? Or is there, because there was an omelet station there, and they were asking for different types of eggs and stuff. And I was just really confused because I didn't know these guys. And normally there's only the guys in the black t-shirt, the old tour t-shirts are the guys that we work with. But it turned out to be Yanni's crew, and they thought that I worked there. So
that's wild.
I made them some eggs.
You did not.
Thank you. WTTS on demand.